Welcome to Mortgage Insights, bringing you the latest updates on all the property and finance hot topics. Here's your host, Andrew Myrams.
Thanks for joining us on our latest podcast. Sitting with me today is Shannon Davis, Director of Metropole Properties in Brisbane. And we want to talk a little bit about today the importance of property management. So we deal with lots of investors. Tell me a little bit about the importance of a good property management and what to look for in that.
Yeah, I think it's a good point, Andrew. A lot of people really research their buying and selling costs, but holding costs make a real difference to an investor. And one of the best ways to minimise your holding costs is through property management. Sometimes investors will be tempted to choose property management on their fees, but I would suggest that they look at the 52-week figure, because the cheapest manager will be the one that gets you the most yield back and minimises your expenses and vacancy, and they're often not the cheapest agent on the market.
So you're talking potentially a proactive agent versus someone that just collects the rent each month.
Exactly. One of the ways agents become cheaper is they give their properties agents more to manage, so your property gets less attention. And you hit it on the head with proactive as well, because things like if there's a couple in an investment property, you see a rental reference come in for one of them, that should really prick your ears up, because it means that one could be moving out soon, and therefore the affordability of that couple to keep paying the rent in that property has been compromised. So that's one of the differences that a proactive agent would be, as well as maintenance as well. If you keep on top of maintenance, you can really keep your expenditure down. And of course, a property manager earns their money when the property's vacant. If you're getting 2 or 3 or 4 weeks vacancy every time, it might be that your agency still gives out the keys, or they still ferry one agent, one buyer around at a time, and that's going to make a big difference to your return.
Okay, so when you say, are you suggesting, not dissimilar to buying a place, that when you've got a vacancy, you have an open home and get people to the property?
Yeah, open homes and convenient times where there's multiple groups through create some buyer's urgency, and that's a much better way of getting the property rented sooner than perhaps doing, 10 or 15 individual inspections. We've got to remember, like a person paying $500 a week rent, that's a 25 grand buying decision. So we need to make sure that our property managers are professional in how they let our properties.
Okay, and you also mentioned about maintenance and things like that. What are some of the things a good property manager will do to avoid the urgent repairs that are obviously more costly versus actually going in and being proactive in terms of, well, this is starting to wear and tear? And what are some of the things that you do in your business to actually, be proactive in trying to avert, a disaster and having to pay potentially more?
Yeah, we try and we get to the property 4 times. We try and fix things in the most efficient way. And sometimes that might be replacement, not repair. Yep. So there's no use really repairing an old dishwasher. The prices have come down, and you'd be better off to get an extended warranty on something new rather than pay a technician to come out, look for it, charge it, and not be able to fix it. Another example is if, you get leaking in taps and the chipboard swells and then the doors can't close. Before you know it, you're up to a new vanity rather than fixing that washer might have just masked the problem.
Yeah, so no mask, actually be proactive and deal with the property as you would if you're living there yourself.
That's correct.
Yeah, and it's fair to say if you do with an appliance, obviously for an investor, as all our investors will know, you get instant depreciation on that anyway. So sometimes other than repairing an old, getting a new and potentially that gives you a rental increase is obviously going to help your rental yield performance.
Yeah, definitely. And when maintenance isn't kept up, when it comes time to sell, the owner might have like a 50 grand sort of bill to get it up to market appeal. Whereas if maintenance is done proactively, your cash flow will be less lumpy. But if you ever had a change of circumstances and you needed to sell, it'll be far less of an investment for that owner to put that property onto the market.
Great point. And so that's a bit about the property manager. Tell me what a property manager then looks for on behalf of me as your investor. What do you look for in a really good tenant then?
Yeah, definitely affordability. We don't like 30% of the take-home pay to be more, the rent be more than that. We like to look that they're a good fit for the property. We prefer long-term commitment rather than short-term, so 1 year leases where possible. And rental references are essential, more than one especially, because a leopard doesn't change their spot. But why I mentioned more than one, if you only get one rental reference, it could be that you get a disingenuous agent or landlord who's trying to offload their problem tenant onto you.
Yeah, great point. No one wants the problem tenancy or want good tenants, because that helps your ultimate yield and the capital growth of your property.
That's the biggest part.
Well, there you go. I think there's some fantastic tips from Shannon. So thanks for joining me today, Shannon. Shannon Davis from Metropole Properties in Brisbane.
Thanks, Andrew.
Remember, iPhone, iPad and Android users, get in quick and download your free copy of the Intuitive Finance app. It's a great resource for property hunters with all of your tools, calculators, news feeds, learning resources and podcasts right in the palm of your hand. Just search for Intuitive Finance in the iTunes Store or the Google Play Store.
The financial industry is a dynamic industry, continually evolving and changing. Whilst every effort has been made to ensure the accuracy of the information contained in this podcast, no guarantee is given that the information contained herein is currently correct. To the extent permitted by law, Intuitive Finance accepts no responsibility or liability for any loss or damage whatsoever, including direct and indirect, to any person arising from the use or reliance on the information contained in this podcast.